Hey, welcome back to The White Flag, a podcast for people looking to get off the endless treadmill of spiritual exhaustion and find hope and rest and joy by embracing practices of surrender to Jesus. So pumped to have you here for episode 4. I am your host, Jonathan Moynihan, and today's episode is one I've been really excited about because it is where the rubber meets the road, okay? As I've talked about so far on the show, that there's been a journey here for me of kind of growing from who I was before, really learning how to surrender to Jesus and who I am now. But one of the things that I really wanted to be true for the show was that it would provide value and resources to people in ways that I couldn't find value and resources for myself. I kind of felt like I was a nomad out there wandering through our fast-paced postmodern world, and I couldn't find resources that would help me actually learn what does it look like to sit, surrender to Jesus, and kind of come to grips with the inner restlessness of my soul. And so today is where we get to put these practices into practice. A couple of things I really wanted to be true for my show were, one, I wanted it to be unflinchingly authentic. I wanted to be very vulnerable and upfront about how strange and mystical sometimes these practices can seem, but I want to make them unflinchingly authentic. And because we're going to get real about how it feels and just how difficult it can be for some of us, I also wanted the show to be disarmingly approachable. And I think just the way I communicate, like I'm not trying to be a mystic, so that naturally happens. Thankfully, it's kind of a gift that I have, I think. But I wanted it to be really authentic and really approachable. But then the last thing I wanted to be true for the show is I wanted it to be fully experiential. You know, I'm not the expert, like I said, and there is a lot of content that we're going to get from the show and have already, but the real importance here is that we would learn how to experience these things and build spiritual rhythms and muscles for ourselves where we can actually learn how to adopt those practices, those lifestyle practices of Jesus like we talked about in episode 3. Today, this episode is a chance for you to experience and step into this courageous surrender we've been talking about. This episode, if you choose to accept the mission, is going to expose things within you that you maybe haven't wanted to look at. It might stir up some things that you've thought you were past. You might feel like, what's the point of this? And I'm doing it wrong. All those things are normal. But this episode is going to be what we're going to do once a month, where it's going to be a guided, scriptural-based meditation or time of contemplation where you can kind of get on board and kind of dip your toes into the pool of learning how do I practice these rhythms of silence and solitude and withdrawal and stillness with God. And this is where the rubber meets the road. This is not an episode that you can listen to passively on your commute. This is not an episode where you can just kind of have it tuned up while you're maybe doing some, you know, mundane work in your office. This is an episode that demands your participation. You can't listen to this while you're at the gym because this episode will be a workout for your soul. It should be. I believe if you're going to step into this with me, you are going to have a connection with God, and you're going to feel an intimacy and a closeness with Him that you would not get if you just sit and listen to this passively. And if you're thinking, wow, John, you're kind of slumming it right here. You got a hat on. Like, you know, you're not supposed to have hats or whatever. I'm like, listen, it's because for the majority of this episode, you're not going to hear me. You're not going to see me. Because my goal is to be a guide to help you step into courageous surrender. One of the biggest thinkers and writers that have been formative for me is this guy named Henry Nouwen. And you're going to hear a lot of quotes from him probably over the span of the show. But here's one that he says that I think is important for us to get centered on and to realize as we get ready to step in together into a guided meditative moment together. Here's one of his quotes. He says, "When we start being too impressed by the results of our work, we slowly come to the erroneous conviction that life is one large scoreboard where someone is listing the points to measure our worth. And before we are fully aware of it, we have sold our soul to the many grade givers. That means we are not only in the world, but also of the world. Then we become what the world makes us. We are intelligent because someone gives us a high grade. We are helpful because someone says thanks. We are likable because someone likes us. And we are important because someone considers us indispensable. In short, we are worthwhile because we have successes. And the more we allow our accomplishments and the results of our actions to become the criteria of our self-esteem, the more we are going to walk on our mental and spiritual toes, never sure if we will be able to live up to the great expectations which we created by our last successes. In many people's lives, there is a nearly diabolical chain in which their anxieties grow according to their successes. Listen, what we're going to begin today with our episode is unworking our work obsession. By stepping into a quiet, silent time with God, we are going to challenge the very ways in which we grade ourselves and step into the only way we are measured that matters, and that is in Christ as a righteous child of God because of the gift of grace. That's what we're going to step into today. And so if you haven't tuned out yet and you're still with me on this, I want to encourage you to settle into a quiet, uninterruptible space where you're going to have a couple minutes to sit and get centered and connect with God through Scripture and through His Word. So here's our passage for today. I'm going to read it once, and then we'll step into this time. Psalm 131. Lord, my heart is not proud. My eyes are not haughty. I don't concern myself with matters too great or too awesome for me to grasp. Instead, I have calmed and quieted myself, like a weaned child who no longer cries for its mother's milk. Yes, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord now and always. Now let's step into a time where we forfeit our need to perform and we just center ourselves on the truth of Scripture and what God wants to stir up within you by creating space to hear His voice and experience His presence. First, the psalm says, Lord. Take a few minutes and just reflect that in this space, you are connecting with God, the God who made you, who knew you before you were crafted in your mother's womb. Take a few minutes to get centered that this space, as a follower of Jesus, you are the temple of God's presence. What does that stir up within you? Do you believe it? Is it hard to believe? Do you doubt it? Bring that to God, your full self. Let's continue. The scripture says, Lord, my heart is not proud. My eyes are not haughty. Take a moment and bring to God the pride that you carry with you today. Maybe you think too highly of yourself. Maybe you have the veiled selfishness of constantly beating yourself down instead of trusting that you are who God says you are. But let's bring that which you're not proud of, even if it is your pride, and bring it to God now. The psalmist writes, I don't concern myself with matters too great or too awesome for me to grasp. What matters are you holding on to right now? What problems or issues are a burden to you that maybe in this moment God is saying, that's not yours to carry, give it to me. Take some time to think about what burdens you and ask God, Lord, am I supposed to carry this or are you challenging me to give it to you? Now the author writes, instead of concerning himself with matters too great or too awesome, instead, it says, I have calmed and quieted myself like a weaned child who no longer cries for its mother's milk. Take some extended time now to ask God to help you calm and quiet yourself. Not just verbally quiet, but quiet within your soul. Say, Jesus, help me learn what it is to be at peace within myself. Journal, reflect, pray slowly, and see where God takes you. and to end, it says, O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, now and always. Take some time and reflect on your hope being firmly rooted in Jesus. That not your performance, not your notoriety, not your reputation, but your hope, what you stand on, what keeps you going, is the gift of grace and the love of God poured out through Jesus Christ. End your time by writing out or processing internally, what does it mean to have your hope in the Lord? Hey, I know that might have been strange and spooky, and maybe you didn't even finish, but man, I am so grateful to you for stepping into this courageously and seeing what God stirs up. Again, I would love to hear from you as the show continues to grow and our audience continues to step into these practices of Jesus. You can always reach out to me on Instagram at jonathan.moynihan or contact me via email on my website, jonathanmoynihan.com. And again, if you're in the Baltimore, Maryland area, visit me at Mosaic Christian Church, the church staff I get to be a part of where I'm doing this podcast right now, with our services on Sundays at 9:30 and 11:15 a.m. Man, much love to you. Thank you so much for being here. And I hope that your time with God today was fruitful and makes you want to get back in the arena of silence with Him soon.